Welcome to Beans and Breakdowns, a podcast dedicated to bridging the gap between specialty coffee and the heavy music community. On this episode, I'm joined by Connor Gibbs, vocalist for the band Reality Denied. So grab a fresh cup of coffee and wake the fuck up! What's going on, Caffeinated Crew? Today, I'm joined by Connor, the vocalist of Reality Denied. I hope that I'm not RD'd to death today. How's it going?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm great. I feel like I've fully gotten back into the swing of life after Madhouse. I don't know how you felt about it.
I was sick for like about a week after Madhouse. But it was really fun.
It was the you know, like mad cow disease.
Yeah, mad house disease.
So, yeah, I had that. I had something like that, like a flu almost.
Yeah, I felt like shit for like days. A couple of us got pretty sick.
Like hospital sick?
No. Like laying in bed and crying sick. Not me, but others. No. I still had to go to work.
I still worked. I tried to work through it. Julia from Deadbolt, we worked at the same place. And we were like talking about how bad like our perspective sicknesses were. Like, did you have this? Yes. Okay. Then it was definitely like a spreader type event.
Right. I don't think we've fully like gotten past that. Did that used to happen like back in the day? Like, before the pandemic, you know, just everybody getting sick. Because I don't remember it that way.
I feel like it did happen. Like, I don't remember it, obviously. But also, like, you're 30-ish.
I'm 24.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah. Oh, I turn 25 next week.
You give off older than your age vibes.
Why? Because you call me ugly?
No, dude. You just act like an older human.
I've been around.
I'm not calling you an old man. I'm 31 and okay. I'm thinking maybe before the pandemic, the immune system was like just, you know, riding rough. Like it was better.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe that 2 years in isolation kind of, made us softy boys.
And then you got that long COVID. It just fucks you up forever, man.
I feel like I have long COVID. I don't know what's going on with my body.
I feel like maybe I do too. Like I've had it a couple times and it was never really that bad, but I feel like really fatigued nowadays.
All the time. Like all the time.
Achy and shit. Man.
Oh, I don't know if we'll truly understand what happened like to our bodies until like, you know, 60 years when the earth is burning up and they've decided to like take a look at what happened.
Yeah, they're going to like unveil the virus files. Whatever,
like half of our like lung system stopped working and we didn't know, and then like our cardiovascular, like just all this shit that they didn't realize, and then they just look at our generation and they're like, oh yeah, they got fucked.
Yeah, like how we look at people who had like lead paint like in their houses, like oh yeah, they were fucked. Took a while for those studies to come out, but once they did, we knew.
Yo, we had like six generations of people just like hacking darts, like just mad darts, like smoking their whole lives, living till like 98, 99. And it's like, we're all going to die at fucking 60 years old because we had COVID for 2 years.
Reminds me of that one lady. She was like 90 and they were asking her like, what her secret was, and she just said she drinks Dr. Pepper every day.
One Dr. Pepper a day.
Yeah, one Dr. Pepper a day. Gives me all the vitamins I need.
It's the 23 secret flavors.
Yeah, it's like steroids.
She's juicing. She's on anabolics.
Oh, for real.
Well, what are you drinking any coffee this morning?
You know what? Now that you mention it, I am. It's just out of frame, but here it is. Here I go.
He was keeping it concealed this whole time. He hadn't even taken a sip.
Yeah. Like right before this, I went to walk to the place where I normally get coffee and they were closed. So then I walked like 2 minutes down the street and I went somewhere else. And it's not as good, but it's good. What I don't know what it is.
You don't?
I don't. It's a dark roast.
I don't know anything
about coffee. I will, but I don't have a strong preference. It's like whatever.
Just let it fly.
I felt like today I had to have a preference.
You're just picking a side right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, fuck this dark roast. What's the shop you got it from?
I usually go to a place called Beechwood Donuts. It's like a vegan donut place in St. Catharines. But I went to a Mate Cafe, which is right around the corner. It's all right. I don't like the food there, but the coffee is pretty good.
Do they serve like yerba mate?
I have no fucking idea. No, I don't go there that much.
Okay.
Just because the food is not that good. So I just don't like to stay there for very long.
Is Beechwood, so it's vegan donuts, but do they do like the old school style, like donut shop thing?
What's that mean?
You know, where you like walk in, it's like glass counter and they've got like the donuts on the shelves behind. And then like they have like one coffee style, or do they have like a nice, okay.
No, they have like one style, but it's good.
Like the big pot of coffee and they just like pour it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Get that Balzac's coffee.
Oh God.
Well, you're facing your hand like it's a bad thing. I like it. Okay.
Why is it called Balzac's coffee?
Dude, I have no fucking idea. It's like Balzac.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Every time I read it, I read Balzac.
I mean, me too. They shouldn't have called it that.
I've only had it once. I had it when I was at I had a layover at Billy Bishop Airport on the beautiful Toronto Island.
Oh, nice.
Yes, and I think I drank just like a regular ass coffee from Balzac's, and it wasn't the worst coffee ever.
What do you take in your coffee?
If I have to, nothing. Like if I can.
Okay. I see.
Are you a double double type person?
No.
What are you?
No, this is what I tell the people who make my coffee when I go places, and they're probably like, okay, I just tell them a little bit of oat milk and a little bit of sugar. It's up to their discretion how much a little bit is, but that's what I say.
Nice. I respect the oat milk.
Do I got it? I can't do dairy milk. It's gross.
It is gross. I work at a coffee shop right now, and there's people that come in and make a point out of being like, I drink dairy milk.
Oh yeah. Cause they're so special. You're like, oh, okay. Congratulations. Just like everyone has for the past like 100 years.
Yeah. And, I'm just like, oh, great. Okay. And then I make the drink and I hand it to them. It's like, I'm not impressed by your edginess.
Yeah. It's like the same type of people who have like straight pride bumper stickers. Like they feel like proud to like announce dumb shit like that to everybody.
A meninist.
Yeah, exactly. I'm proud to be a man.
I'm a meninist.
Dairy milk and bacon.
I mean, I did eat bacon for breakfast this morning, but you're vegan, right? Are you vegan?
I'm vegetarian.
Yeah. 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 So yeah. No bacon for you, friend.
No bacon for me. That's fine. I don't really like bacon that much, honestly.
I've tried fucking with the plant-based bacon, but it's just too, like, not bacon.
Why? Is it not crispy enough for you, or what?
It didn't have, like, that like, Maillard reaction type deal. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah.
Like, it doesn't go from, like, floppy to crisp.
Sure. It goes from floppy to, like, rubbery.
to just rubber, like a fruit roll up texture. That's disgusting. I have a coffee. I was blessed because Monogram reached out to me and sent me some samples. Monogram from Calgary.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it was cool. They hit me up and said, we'd like to send you some stuff to try. So this is one of them. It's their Flori Pondio. It's hard to pronounce. It is from Bolivia. It's a washed anaerobic coffee and it tastes like strawberry chocolate and pecan.
Oh, wow.
Very good. It's got a lot of strawberry punch, like on the front end of it.
Yeah, not like my Balzac's, right?
No, not your Balzac's coffee, like dark roast, too cream.
I should have rolled up with a Tim Hortons 4x4.
Dude, just a good old large 4x4.
There's a word for when you get 5x5. There's something that they call it, like the crazy people. And I wish I remembered what it was, because that happens.
Like, are you getting a large though, and then you're doing a 5x5?
Well, not. I don't know. I feel like if you're crazy enough to do that, it has to be like a large or an extra large. You're not going to get a small. You need more.
A small 5x5 is essentially just cream and sugar.
Yeah,
it's like the Michael Scott special.
Right. And there's the people too who get like butter.
Mm.
Yeah.
That bulletproof coffee.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah. It's like a California trend.
It sounds absolutely horrific.
I mean, and this is not to offend any of my friends listening from California, I am not a fan. Are you from Welland?
No, I'm from St. Catharines. Welland is close. Welland is like 15 minutes away.
I thought you were from Welland for some reason. I think I had talked to another member of RD that said that they were from Welland or something.
Yeah, our bassist Andy is from Welland.
That's what it is.
Yeah, but Matt and I are from St. Catharines, and then Andy and Dylan are from Hamilton.
Oh, it's like a little Hamilton, Niagara kind of.
A little bit of Hamilton, a little bit of Niagara.
A little sprinkle in.
But it started in Niagara.
There you go.
100%.
I was asking about Welland because I know a shop down there that's really good.
Yeah, what's that?
Black Sheep.
Yeah, Black Sheep. That's what I was gonna guess. They've had shows there before.
Yeah. Lucas has been on the podcast, the owner.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's like a metal guy.
Oh. I had no idea.
He used to play in like a Christian alt metal band.
Called what?
But he's not Christian. I don't know. He didn't tell me the name. I know.
The name would probably ring a bell.
I don't know if they were from there. They used to play in the States all the time.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Anyway, sorry for that tangent.
Hey, it's all good.
I remember hearing of bands from the Niagara region or hearing that there was like a good scene when I was moving to Canada.
Right.
Because I was trying to deep dive and like it was actually surprisingly difficult to find bands from Montreal.
Okay.
Like on any kind of blog or anything that, because when I moved here, the scene was also kind of like they had taken a bit of a dive.
Right.
But I had heard of bands from, there was like a band from Niagara on the Lake that was supposed to be like really good. I cannot remember their name at all. And I remember reading about like Welland and like St. Catharines having hardcore bands, but when I moved here, nobody seemed to know anything at all because Ontario and Quebec didn't talk. So, what was your introduction to hardcore being in that area? Like, how did you find your way into it?
So that goes back probably like 10 years ago. So I'm 20, almost, I'm pretty much 25. But when I was 15, that was when I started getting into hardcore. It's when I met Matt, our drummer. And we found hardcore through bands like Backtrack and Comeback Kid and Terror. And then we started going to like local shows in St. Catharines, but they weren't like hardcore shows. They were like metalcore shows, but that was all that was really going on. And then eventually like we started playing in like a hardcore band and we're awful. But some of the Welland guys reached out and were like, hey, like we have hardcore shows at Welland. You should come play a show for us over here. And that's how we found like the real hardcore shows. And like the scene back then too, we were kind of coming in at a time where things were on there. It was a little bit of a decline. Like the heyday had clearly passed, but the shows were still good. But yeah, we were going to a venue called The Wrong Place in Welland, which was where Wildside and like a bunch of those guys' bands would rehearse. And it was just a big fucking room. And they would have like really cool bands play there. Like Angel Dust played there. And I'm pretty sure like Harm's Way played there. And we played there when we were like 15 with Breakaway.
And oh, damn.
Yeah. So that was really fucking cool. But eventually like that space got lost and then there was nothing for a while. And a lot of those bands broke up. And then for like what felt like 6 years, there was like nothing in Niagara really. There was like one or two cool venues, but that was like it. But things are looking good now. I think like things are in a really good spot now for the first time in like a decade. Mm-hmm.
I remember talking with Josh from Cothra a couple of years ago, and he was saying that people were like trying to figure out ways to have shows in that area. Cause right. I guess he's also from like the Welland area. And he was talking about like, there used to be this fest there that was really good.
Scene Fest.
Yes. And that like the people that were running it had kind of like fallen away or something or taken a break. And then now it was like only metal. Like, and this was, I think,
yeah,
this was like 2021 or 22. That we were talking about this.
That's pretty accurate, I would say, is there was a lot of like metal bands and not really any hardcore bands. Frankly, like all of the Niagara hardcore bands are pretty much like the same, like 15 people. Mm-hmm. But all the bands were like really sick. Like some of the best hardcore bands in the country are like all based in Niagara, which is sick.
That's true.
But when those guys weren't doing anything, it was like desolate. It was just like metal bands and nothing that like was really interesting to me at the time. But hey, hardcore's back. Yeah. I'm happy.
Are you talking about the Mil-Spec, Best Wishes, Wildside crew? Is that who?
Yeah, like those guys and the guys in BFD and Windock and Zero. And
I was super bummed Zero didn't play our Toronto show. They had to drop because
that sucks.
A member got sick, I think.
They're so good. And Mo is such a good drummer.
So I don't even know if I've like listened to them properly. I just had heard that they were so like that they were very, very good. And they were supposed to play like, I don't know if they were headlining or playing like right around, like they were adjacent to us, like our set. So, I mean, luckily like Die Alone played their little secret mini set.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I saw the videos of that. I love that band.
Dude, that's just a good band. This is Backtrack.
Yeah, it's just Backtrack, and then they got some like heavy parts. I'm excited for the new EP. I've heard some of it. It's very good.
I'm bummed. I wish they would play more. I know, yeah. You know, some of the other bands are doing like Rust is really, really trying to push, and they've got good shit coming out. But I like Die Alone, man. I want more Die Alone.
I'm kind of happy that they don't play that much because it makes it like really special when they do.
Yeah, but they don't play here.
Oh no, they're never gonna play over there. No, that's not gonna happen.
Come on, they're only gonna play like two shows a year in the GTA, and that's it.
Yeah, they play Toronto and Hamilton. That's it. They're never gonna play in the States. Maybe when the record comes out, I think they'll try to play more. But you know. It's Rob. Maybe I don't know what it is, but you know, those guys are busy.
It's not Rob.
No?
Because Rust is going to go to the States and everything.
Yeah, he's too busy. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. Well, Rob, tell us what's going on, man.
Yeah, fill us in. Get Die Alone out there. Out
the
east.
World needs to know about Die Alone.
I think they're probably like the best. Well, they're like top five, I think, for like Southern Ontario bands.
Mm-hmm. What about Northern Ontario?
I have no fucking clue. Are there bands in Northern Ontario?
Like, well, what was that Demolition was from there?
Demolition was from Barrie.
Okay, so that's not Northern Ontario?
No, I don't think so.
What is Northern Ontario?
I don't know. Like, I wouldn't even know like a city in Northern Ontario.
Like Timmins? Is Timmins?
Yeah, like Timmins. Yeah.
Shania Twain territory.
Somewhere where you need like a plane that seats two people to go.
like a seat, you need a seaplane to land on like Thunder Bay. I don't know if there are. Comeback Kid and Madball toured there 10 years ago and played like Timmins and Thunder Bay and those areas.
That's crazy. Madball played in St. Catharines like a decade ago.
Mm-hmm. They did like a Canada run with, I think, Comeback Kid.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
10 years later, Comeback Kid's doing a Canadian tour again, like a proper Canadian tour.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they've been fucking at it for so long.
I know. What is the best era of Comeback Kid?
I'm not a big Comeback Kid head. Can't say.
Wake the Dead was like one of the first hardcore songs I ever heard.
I have heard that song or the record, whatever, less than 10 times.
Really?
Yep.
Very good.
Wasn't into it.
So that's why it's funny to me. Like I talked to like the younger dudes in Bruiserweight, like, you know, Alec and Ryan.
Yeah.
And they're like, backtrack. That's how I got into hardcore. Like,
yeah, me too. Yeah.
That Long Island era. The bands that I saw when I was getting into hardcore was like posy core bands. So like, I think the first bands I heard was like Comeback Kid, Evergreen Terrace.
I've never listened to that band, but I know of them.
Or Casey, they used to be Casey Jones, and then they like moved.
Okay.
Casey Jones was like a legendary straight edge, like militant straight edge band from New Jersey.
Fuck, I gotta listen to them. Are they good?
Yeah. Yeah, they're really
like you're
good.
Not sure.
No, they just have some controversial lyrics in this day.
Okay. I'll do some research.
They have some funny, iconic, like mosh calls is what I'll say.
Okay.
That's kind of how I found it. And then I talked to dudes that are like, or people that are like, yeah, the first thing I ever heard was Darker Half by Backtrack. And I'm like,
yeah,
whoa.
That was it for like a lot of people our age. It was, you listen to Darker Half or Lost in Life. And that was like, that was it.
Yeah. I remember hearing that album though. It was crazy. Like when I heard, I was like, I've never heard anything like this before.
Yeah, that's what it was for me too. Because when I was like elementary school, like grade 7 and 8, I was really into like metal music. Like I would stay on like forums or whatever all day and like find like death metal bands to listen to. I was really into like, I don't know, like Necrophagist.
Whoa.
And like Cannibal Corpse and like that band Nile.
I was really into Nile. That. Nile I rocks. Actually really like Nile.
Oh yeah, dude, Nile has bangers. But yeah,
what was the one that was like they had a bell? It was a song with like a big bell in it.
I have no fucking idea.
I don't remember. I just remember listening to it in high school and being like, this drumming is nuts.
I think it's the drummer has an ambient project. I don't know if you ever listened to that.
No,
dude, it rocks. It just is, sounds like Egypt.
Are they Egyptian?
No, they just do like Egypt music. Like, you know, like based off the lore.
Oh, okay.
The mythology
surrounding Nile.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You didn't get that from Nile?
No.
All of their music is like based off of like Egyptian mythology and like history and stuff.
Oh,
yeah, that's their.
Dude, that
their
went
bit.
Right over my head because I was like
Come
in high
on.
school when I was listening to it, and I was kind of stupid. So I was just like, "This music rocks," and it's just like, I'm not paying attention to anything else.
No, they're sick. Yeah, I used to listen to lots of like metal music, and then I found Darker Half, and I'm like, holy fuck, this is dope.
You play an instrument too?
Fuck no. I have instruments. I don't know how to play them for shit, and I suck at practicing. I try to learn how to play bass, and I picked it up like 5 times, and I have a guitar, and I learned how to play like a bit of a Cro-Mag song, and I'm like, all right, that's enough guitar for me for a while.
You play Smoke on the Water? You know how to play that one?
No, I wouldn't do that to myself.
You gotta learn it.
I thought about it. I'm like, maybe I just should do it because like it's easy. And I'm like, it kind of, I don't know. It doesn't feel great being the Smoke on the Water guy, but
you
I guess
can do it.
It's a stepping stone. You have to take it. I was trying to learn how to play like, Don't Forget the Struggle, Don't Forget the Streets. I was like trying to learn how to play that.
I mean, you could, like, honestly, Vinny Stigma was like, I didn't know how to play guitar. So he just like nice. Taught himself how to play it and then wrote Agnostic Front songs.
That's so fucking sick. You know, Andy Villar, I don't know if you ever met him,
yeah.
But he's like, yeah, I learned guitar to play in Temper Tantrum. I'm like, all right, cool. That's so sick.
That's cool as fuck though.
That rocks.
Like, that's it. That's based.
Dude, he's so sick.
But that's all he knows how to play is Temper Tantrum. He can't play any. No, that's not true. He played in No, he was not in fucking Gavel.
No.
I sometimes I forget he's playing in what bands.
Yeah. Dude, it's the Scum Collective, guys. They play in everything now.
Is Andy in the Scum Collective?
No, Josh and Cole, man.
That's it. They're in every band.
They're in every band. They're Built on Blood, their Gavel.
The Built on Blood demo.
It's crazy.
Goes hard.
It's crazy. The guitar is like hilariously heavy. It like made me laugh hearing it. Feeling like this is fucking ridiculous.
So does Andy do all of, not Andy Villar, you're Andy.
Andy Demolition.
Andy Demolition.
His last name is Demetrician.
That sounds like a scary doctor that like tortures animals or something.
Dude, there's like 4 Y's in his name.
What is the origin of the name?
Oh, where the fuck is he from? I don't know. He's from. He's like a Hinga Dinga Durgan, some kind of Slavic guy.
But you just did like a Swedish.
I don't know.
Like a Swedish chef style voice.
He's from
like Swedish accent, but Slavic, you know.
I don't fucking know. Man, I've never looked at a map in my life.
He's either Polish or Norwegian.
He's something.
He's something.
He's told us. I just don't fucking remember.
Is it like where there's like 3 consonants like back to back in his name?
It's like DMY. TRYSHYN.
That's too much.
Dude, it's too much.
Many Ys. What are they doing out here?
I spelt it wrong on the J card. I think he was really mad.
Damn.
Dude, I missed the Y.
Imagine he's like, what the fuck, dude?
He was a little pissed. But yeah, he records everything.
Yeah, so he records and mixes all y'all shit?
Him and I think Davis mixed it.
Okay.
And then Jamie King mastered it.
Oh.
But he recorded the whole shit. Jamie King, I have no idea. That's Andy's guy.
Okay.
I don't know where he's from. He's a real good dude though.
Real nice guy. So it comes with a price. Do y'all have a follow-up?
We don't have anything right now. We have some ideas. There's been I know Matt is writing some stuff and Dylan is writing some stuff, but we haven't gotten together and like put the pieces together. Because, well, like the reaction to this EP was like beyond anything we could have imagined. So the pressure is on to outdo ourselves. Like, of course, we just don't know like when we're going to start doing it, you know, because people keep asking us to play and then we say yes. And then we don't have as much time to write songs as we might like. And it's an endless loop.
So I was introduced outside of just hearing the name Reality Denied from like the people that had seen y'all and were right. Like had traveled to Ontario and stuff. I think that I was listening to an album from like, maybe it was Gridiron or it was like, you know, a capital H hardcore band. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to it. I was working out and, I think RD to Death just came in as like a next track on like, you know, when it like Spotify just keeps playing.
Yeah.
And AI was like, I think you might like this. And it comes on and I was like, what the fuck is this shit? And then I like opened it. I'm like, oh, this is Reality Denied. Holy shit. I didn't expect it to be like that heavy. Like I had no idea. And so like then every time it would come on, like it got to a point where whenever I was like getting ready to work out, I would just put the EP on and then just like let it roll. Because it was just
that
like,
rocks.
It's like lifting music for me.
Dude, thank you. I'm stoked that people have taken to it in such a positive way. I honestly wanted to axe that song off of the record. And I'm so glad that I didn't seriously like ride for that. I told the guys like, maybe like, I don't know about this one. And I was so fucking wrong. I was so wrong. I think it's crazy too. Cause, I think the Bruiserweight demo came out like the same week as Comes with the Price came out. I think so. I think it might have come out like the week after, maybe.
Dude, ours should have come out so much sooner.
Dude, I wish mine came out sooner too. Took a long time.
What's crazy is y'all's like I would say ours was like well received in like Montreal, and then like obviously like we had played Ontario and stuff, so like people knew it and were kind of pushing it around.
Right.
Y'all's came out and it was like everybody in the whole like fucking world, because I'm like looking at y'all's numbers and I'm like fucking 30,000. Didn't y'all hit 30,000 at one point?
For what?
For like monthly listeners.
No, we're at like 10,000 monthly listeners.
Yeah, but y'all had spiked at like.
Yeah, it went up a lot, but
it was crazy.
You know, it is crazy, bro. I remember it wasn't too long ago when I went on our Spotify and we had 50.
It's just fucking playlists like picking it up and like,
yeah,
I don't know, man, that's crazy.
Which is sick.
I feel like it happens to, you know, bands with like younger members too,
right?
I don't know what's going on, because even Cloned rips,
right?
But their numbers they've gotten
are like, crazy. Yeah
So man,
well, I think it's deserved. Like, I think they sound pretty different from like a lot of the bands that are out right now, and they're all young and they all like have a pretty good like online presence. Mm-hmm. So I feel like once you have all that as like a jumping off point, you're in the clear. Like, you're gonna do okay. Yeah. I think like part of the reason why our record did as well as it did is because like people knew me and Matt for like a really long time, because we've been going to shows in like Ontario for like a decade now. So I think people were like ready to support it if it was good, and it just happened the way it did. And it was good.
It is good.
It is good.
It is good. There's sometimes where I'll have like a riff stuck in my head. I'm like, where's that from? And I'm like, oh, it's RD.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy that the amount of people, the one, nothing but hate riff.
Yeah.
The people like sound check it and like just Like, I go to shows all the time and people just like start playing the riff and I'm like, oh, nice. Let's go.
Yeah, it's fucking sick. Like, I'll tell you, like, I think it's like what you're saying about Cloned, it being well deserved. I think that the reaction to y'all's to Comes With a Price is like, it's just fucking heavy music, but it sounds cool. And like, your vocal delivery doesn't sound like, I can't like pinpoint another vocalist that has like that delivery. So
yeah, I kind of like,
you rap, you're doing a rap. You're like rapping
a little bit. Like, I feel like, for a while, like I didn't know what to sound like. And I think I found like a, like somewhere between like a band, like Death Threat or like Naysayer, and a band like Biohazard. I'm like somewhere in between. Cause I don't know. I just listen to the stuff that I like and I try to sound like that, like a little bit, but I don't know. My voice is kind of different. So
is there a singer that people say that you sound like, and then like, but it's like so much that you're like, please stop telling me this. Have you gotten that?
I haven't gotten that, but I have gotten from like people who don't really listen to hardcore. They say Corey Taylor a lot. And I say, oh my God,
that's
fucking bro. Yeah. I'm cringing right now. Please.
That's cringe. Yeah.
No. Yeah, no, and people don't really compare me that much to other people, which is, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but
yeah, I think it's good. I think it's good. I hate being told I sound like people.
Right. So. Does it kind of feel like you're like biting them if they say that too much?
Yeah. It's like, well, am I? Like, am I just copying this person's shtick?
Right. Yeah, I guess I'm glad I don't have to like worry about that so much.
Yeah, because then when you write, you're like, you have it in your brain of like, oh, I don't want to sound like this person.
Yeah, like, oh, does this sound like a Mad Ball part? Like, well, hopefully it should.
It should, yeah.
But you shouldn't sound like one-to-one like him, you know?
If you wanna make hits, just write Mad Ball riffs.
You know what's crazy, too? It works really well with younger people. Because they have, you'd be surprised, man, how many people I talk to, like around my age and like a little younger, who have never heard a Madball song.
Yeah.
And they play in bands. Like, I've never heard a fucking Madball. Like, Jake from Mile End. He's like, I don't know a single Madball. The only Madball song I know is Set It Off.
Okay. Take his hardcore card away. Mile End is no longer a hardcore band. That's it.
No. Uh-uh.
No.
Gotta put you on blast for that, Jake. Come on.
Yeah.
I just saw him last week. He played in St. Catharines.
They were here this weekend with Lice for the Gasm shows, and I didn't see any of those people.
You went though, right?
No.
What? Why? The lineup was fucking crazy.
I'm going on tour. We're leaving like Wednesday for the Maritimes.
Oh yeah?
And I just didn't want to do anything this weekend.
Fuck. I feel like I don't know about this. Like Bruiserweight, I feel like I knew you guys were going on tour. I just didn't see it get announced or anything.
It was announced about a month ago. It was with Pale Lake.
Right. I feel like I know about this now that you're saying it.
It's just that like almost immediately after is when that Comeback Kid spy prowl thing is happening.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great timing, but you know, we'll still have people show up because there's nothing else to do.
Right. Yeah. We thought about going over there, but like,
you should.
It's too far, no, bro.
You should do
it's
it. Too
no, we're going to go south before we go east.
Are y'all going south?
Yeah. We have our first US date booked.
Ooh.
Yeah. Got those P2 visas, bro.
You got them?
Not yet. But we have them submitted.
Okay. Yeah. That's
we have
where
not
we're
been
at.
Approved yet.
We got to get our dates contracted in and then
make it up.
Is that what y'all did?
No. No?
Are y'all booking it yourselves?
No. Lexi helped us with like our first date.
Who?
Lexi from Spaced.
Oh, Spaced. Yeah.
Yeah. She helped us with our first date. And then I don't know what we're going to do from there. We'll probably figure it out ourselves, but if we need the help, we know who to talk to. So,
well, speaking of going south, doing the things, what do y'all have in the works?
Well, got some shows that we booked. We're trying to get like back into the swing of writing because we need to start like the next record. But you know, that's pretty much it. Like we're in a limbo right now of like not having anything written, but still wanting to like do it. But I don't know, we have a lot of shows booked right now and hopefully we stop saying yes so we can fucking work on some stuff.
She's got to block out a month where it's like no shows. We still don't
say it's
yes
hard. Man, we try, but it's hard because people, you like playing shows. You want to have fun.
That's the best part.
Yeah. And you don't want to like, if they hit you up and you're like, oh, there's a show. It's like a Gavel and Spirit of Vengeance and like some touring band is going through. Do you want to play? Like, you don't want to say no.
Yeah. You got to say yes.
Yeah. Especially if like the US bands are coming through because, you know, that's always a little more special around these parts.
For sure.
Yeah. Because, you know, like usually it's Toronto, but, you know, if a band it comes to Hamilton or St. Catharines, it's like a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping that like Steel City kind of picks back up on like the bringing up the bands from the States.
I feel like they will. They're doing that comeback kid thing.
Yeah, yeah. And they did like our first Hamilton show with D Block in Days Lost, which was
I was there.
Interesting.
Yeah, the sound guy kind of fucked you guys a little bit.
That and the venue power couldn't handle the rock.
Right. It's true. That show was sick though. All those bands are really good.
Yeah.
That venue is fucking huge.
It was stupid. Because they could only fit like 100 people, but it was like a 300 cap room. Anyway, I don't want to get into that. I don't want people to know that that show existed. So
it was good. Dylone played.
And that was the great. Best part.
Dude. I don't know. Days Lost was the best part for me.
I love Days Lost. Were you a Purgatory fan?
Dude, of course. When they covered Purgatory that night, I was going off.
It's crazy.
Dude, I was so stoked. Dude, did you ever drink the Coke coffee?
Yeah, they're really good.
Dude, they're awesome.
They're so good. And they're only like, they have like less calories than a Coke.
Yeah, and like way less sugar too.
And like a ton of caffeine.
Yeah, it rocks.
It's like
I could have drank like 100 of them a day.
Yeah. Well, you should.
I don't think they sell them anymore.
I thought they still had them. I haven't been able to find them recently though. Now that you mention it. The vanilla one fucked.
Dude, the vanilla one was really good. Did you ever... this is one that I hated and then I grew to love was the oat milk monsters.
I never tried that.
Dude, it's interesting.
Wait, was it like a Java monster? Or
yeah,
not?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was a Java monster, but with oat milk.
I feel like I would have liked that.
Dude, it was good.
I liked
the mocha first one. Time I had it, I thought it was like disgusting and then I just kept buying them.
The mocha one was good.
Never had that.
I used to drink them in high school, which was not a good thing. But the Java monsters, I tried, I think every flavor. And I think that mean bean and mocha were like the best two.
Oh, I never really drank those that much.
Mm-hmm. They were good.
What's your favorite can of mocha? Do you still drink energy drinks?
Yeah, dude. But it's not like, so I tried a white can monster recently and
dude,
I was
they're
like,
good.
The ultras.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good.
The zero sugar, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
I do like zero sugar as much as I can.
Yeah, me too.
Prime.
I've never done that. I don't like the branding.
Listen to me. Logan Paul and all those dudes are douchebags 100%. I don't like them. I don't like those people. The Prime Bomb Pop energy in a can. It's like 140 milligrams of caffeine.
Okay.
And it tastes incredible. I drank the whole thing and I wasn't feeling it. And I took the last sip and it was like somebody had like opened my eyes to a new dimension. And I could see like the world clearly. It was insane.
You were locked in.
Dude, I was locked in and I was driving. It was when we were driving down for that Ontario run, and it was insane.
Do you fuck with G Fuel?
I haven't tried that. We don't have that here.
Bro, they got Sonic the fucking Hedgehog on a can, and then you drink it. This? Bro, I like weird convenience stores.
Okay.
They're not going to have them at like the big ones.
Max.
Yeah. You'd have to go to like the weird place. What's that?
Couched Hard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were making fun of that when we were in, Montreal. Because it just sounds silly.
Couched Hard.
What was the other thing we were making fun of? The fucking... Oh, my God. The Guzzo Max. Do you know what that is?
The Guzzo.
Nah, it's the it's the Guzzo Max.
Nah, dog, it's the Guzzo. It's the movie theater.
Yeah.
We just got mad Italian shit out here.
Right.
People say it's the French province, but all I see is Italians.
We got an Italian in our band. Andrew Biancanello.
Does he cook?
Bro, he cooks on the bass.
Let him cook.
Yo, he lives in a funeral home, man.
That's his apartment. That's
he gets like a huge apartment too. It's like two floors. It's dope.
That's
it's
like cheap as fuck. Style shit.
It rocks. There's dead bodies right there.
That's so metal.
It's crazy.
Turn Reality Denied into a death metal band.
Matt plays in like a death metal band.
What's the death metal band?
It's called like Sinner AD.
Oh, that's a sick name.
Sinner AD.
Death metal is sick. And
what's your favorite death metal record? I put you on the spot, but give me you love.
I love that as soon as somebody asks what your favorite thing is, you can't remember anything.
Dude, I was thinking about that too. I'm like, what if he asked me what my favorite hardcore record is?
What's your favorite hardcore record?
I'll tell you what my you know what? It's probably Big Kiss Goodnight.
Dude, that is, if that's not my favorite, it's definitely top three.
I'd say that's like my safe favorite.
I think I know every lyric on that record.
I probably same or similar, or I could just like sing the tune and not like the words, just like much about it.
But like, you know, even the songs that flow into each other and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, I used to, cause I got kicked out of high school when I was in like 11th grade. Sick. And I'd wake up and I'd smoke a lot of weed and I'd listen to my, I had like three CDs in like constant rotation, and it was Big Kiss Goodnight, Graduation, and then Time to Die by No Victory. And I just spin those three CDs all day. Kanye, man.
Oh my God.
That's like my getting kicked out of high school smoking weed soundtrack because I was at a Graduation 100 times.
What's fucked up is when you said Graduation, this will tell you the kind of person that I am. I thought your Graduation from Modern Baseball.
Dude, I used to fuck with that band when I was in high school.
I'm a big fan still.
I can't say the same, but I listen to them a lot. Yeah, me too. I know all the songs.
It's good sing-alongs. It's good sing-alongs. Good road trip vibes.
I haven't been able to look back at that fondly. I think I made some interesting listening choices.
You don't like it still? You don't like it?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a little too... A little too bubblegum for me.
That's why I can't listen to Front Bottoms.
No, that is like dirty. Like you're not wearing fucking socks and you're walking around outside.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff at all.
It was more so the fans of that music.
Well, you don't fuck with like plaid shirts?
No. Unless it's like top buttoned with like a white tee underneath.
True. Okay.
It's a different kind of plaid shirt.
I always thought shit like that kind of sucked if it didn't have like breakdowns in it.
I agree.
That was just my mindset growing up.
I saw Modern Baseball once and I didn't know what to do.
Just stand there and smile and clap.
I did. I think I just stood there and drank PBRs.
I mean, that sounds like what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Favorite death metal record is, I'm just trying to think of which one I like really, really fuck with. Cause there's modern ones I like. Like I really like that first Fuming Mouth LP.
Okay.
But then I also like, I'm overthinking it though.
Think it too hard. You can give me a couple.
All right. So that first Fuming Mouth LP is definitely like, I've listened to that one cover to cover many times. And I know that there, people are going to be like, that's new jack shit. And I'm going to be like, that's fine.
Yeah, fuck you, whatever.
Because I didn't listen to death metal until it got cool recently. Okay.
Nice.
I also like Left Hand Path from Entombed.
Dude, you know what's crazy? That they were like fucking teenagers when they wrote that shit.
It's insane.
That's fucked up, man.
I just take influence from that record a lot.
I think like that record is crazy because on that, like the self-titled track, the song like stops midway and then has like that interlude and then a solo.
Like it's like a weird fucking synthy sick interlude, right? It's crazy.
Yeah, it rocks. It's awesome. How did they even like come up with that?
The video is completely stupid.
I never seen the video, but
it's super weird and like just looks like a Halloween movie.
That kind of rocks.
Yeah. And then I'd say those two are probably my most like, that's what I keep revisiting. Cause like I'll listen to new stuff. Oh, are you on Skeletal Remains at all?
Not as much as I'd like to. I listened to like that record they put out like two or three years ago, the blue one. I don't know what it's called, but I listened to it. They just put a record out too.
Yeah, dude, they're very good.
They're sick.
So I like that one. I also like that the first 200 stab wounds.
Yeah, that Slave was to the Scalpel. That first record was huge when it fucking came out.
Like the one where it's like the dude telling you how he's going to like dissect your brain or whatever, and it's just like the kind of like the
I have the record of that one.
Ooh.
And the tape of Slaves to the Scalpel.
That's just good music.
It's awesome. It's funny. The lyrics are fucking hilarious.
I've also gotten into Phobophilic pretty heavy.
It's a good band. It's a good band.
They just they really like nod to that like cynic style of writing.
Right.
Like cynic and like early Cryptopsy and stuff. It just kind of has that like really raw vibe. Like they didn't do any editing on the drums and stuff. And it's just mixed like it sounds like the drums are in the room.
Do you fuck with Death?
With what?
With Death.
The band Death?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like what's his name? Sean Reimer. I like that era.
Okay.
So like what was the record that he was on? Was it Humans?
I don't know. I think so, but I don't really like that era that much.
It was super weird and techie, and that's kind of like I just as a drummer,
okay. I didn't know you played the drums.
Yeah, that's like my first instrument.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do vocals until Bruiserweight.
Right. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was not a vocalist ever.
It's not that hard.
No, it's pretty easy, honestly.
Well, fucking Kyle can do it.
In two bands.
Dude, Kyle is actually a crazy vocalist. That guy, like, never even looks tired.
And I know for a fact that he, like, doesn't do crazy drugs.
No, he just drinks.
Yeah. A lot.
He sounds really fucking good and, like, really consistent. Like, same at the beginning of the set as he is at the end. Like, he doesn't sound tired at all.
He spits.
Dude, he's sick.
Much respect to Kyle.
Much respect to Kyle.
Well, Connor, I think we're at a good place.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to shout out?
Man, shout out all the boys back home.
You're there right now.
Yep.
Shout out all the boys back home. Bring the troops home.
Bring them home. Well, thank you to everybody who listens to the bands, and if you love the band or if you fucking hate the band, thank you for the attention.
All press is good press.
All press is good press.
Oh man. Connor, thank you for hanging out. This has been so much fun.
Dude, this has been a lovely Sunday morning.
Now we can get ready, go to church, have some Sunday dinner with our families.
Yeah, I'm going to go on a drive. I think I'm going to go to Canadian Tire.
Nice. Before we go, what's your favorite city for beans and breakdowns?
My favorite city for beans and breakdowns?
Yeah.
Does that have to be from around here?
No, it can be wherever you want.
You know what? I'm going to put it right here in St. Catharines, man.
Whoa.
This is the place I like to drink coffee the most. This is the place I like to enjoy breakdowns the most.
I wouldn't know anything about the breakdowns or the coffee there, but seems like a lovely place based on the people I know from there.
There's no place like home.
It's true. Shout out St. Catharines. I want to play there, but I don't. It's got to be the right time. You know what I mean?
We could set it up for you.
You know, it's real far.
It is real far. If we set it up for you, we'd make it good.
We make it good.
We make it good. We're going to announce the St. Catharines show soon. A big one. Probably first week of April. I think we're going to announce it. But it's a big one. And some of our friends might be playing, and then some people who have never played here before will be playing.
From the States?
Perchance.
Oh.
Yup, it's going to be really expensive.
What, the tickets or the
guarantee?
The oh. Ooh. Oh. Okay.
Yep. All right. I can say no more.
Okay. Well, again, I'll be looking forward to that announcement, but thank you so much, Connor, for your time.
Of course.
I love seeing your face. I love talking with you.
Likewise. You got a nice hat. You got a nice shirt on.
I also, shout out to New World, man. I noticed that you're wearing
the best band.
It's the best hardcore band.
They're my current top five.
They're so good.
They're awesome.
Well, cheers, buddy.
Well, cheers, and you have a good day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Beans and Breakdowns. I want to say a huge thanks to Connor for hanging out on the podcast. Be sure to check out Comes With a Price, available on all streaming platforms now. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. You can find out more information about the podcast by following us on Instagram at Beans and Breakdowns or on the web at beansandbreakdowns.com. Until next week, be sure to stay caffeinated and wake the fuck up!